Track 7. Further news. Public urge to prepare for floods after wettest 18 months. The Environment Agency is urging Devon communities to ensure they are prepared for a flood as the nation marks the annual Flood Action Week. This year's awareness campaign, which began on October the 14th and runs until October the 20th, coincides with the one-year anniversary of Storm Babette, which brought significant flooding across the county. There has already been considerable flooding this autumn. This follows the wettest 18 months on record in England up to February 2024. The campaign is all about showing people that they can easily take a few steps to reduce the devastation caused by floods to their homes and businesses, with around 5.5 million properties in England at risk from flooding. The best way to protect yourself from flooding is early preparation and knowing what to do in advance. Some of the actions people can take to reduce the dangers are: check your long-term flood risk, sign up for flood warnings by phone, text or email, take steps to protect yourself from future flooding, including storing important documents in a secure, waterproof location, taking rugs and small furniture items upstairs, and checking how to turn off your electricity and water. Ben Johnston, Environment Agency Flood and Coastal Risk Manager for Devon, Cornwall and Isles of Scilly, said, "Our local teams train all year round to prepare for and respond to flooding. We are out on the ground maintaining assets and engaging with communities to boost resilience. However, we can never eliminate flood risk and the impacts of flooding entirely. That's why it's crucial for individuals to take steps to prepare themselves. This Flood Action Week and beyond, everyone has a part to play."
New college courses are just the ticket. Students at Newton Abbott College will now be able to take a new qualification. South Devon UTC is now offering T-levels, which are an alternative to traditional A-levels, apprenticeships and other courses for 16 to 19-year-olds. Equivalent to 3 A-levels, a T-level focuses on vocational skills and can help students into skilled employment, higher study or apprenticeships. Each T-level includes an in-depth industry placement that lasts at least 45 days. Students get valuable experience in the workplace and employers get early sight of the new talent in their industry. T-level students spend 80% of the course in their learning environment, gaining the skills that employers need. The other 20% is an industry placement where they can put these skills into action. South Devon UTC is holding a range of events this term for prospective students and their families. In September, around 100 people attended the first open evening and they are expecting the upcoming sessions to be just as popular. Claire Plum, head of college at South Devon UTC, said, "I am so excited that we are able to offer T-levels as of this term. The philosophy behind them is a perfect fit for us as a UTC, as we already work with a network of local industry partners to make sure our learning programs cover sought-after technical qualifications which are taught by specialist staff with industry standard equipment. The college is holding a range of events this term for prospective students and their families, providing a chance to meet current students and staff."
Village Heroes Wanted. Bishop Stainton Parish Council is hunting for the unsung heroes of the village so they can be recognised in a new award scheme. The inaugural Bishop Stainton Community Recognition Scheme, launched this month, aims to celebrate individuals and groups that make a positive difference to life in the village. The Parish Council said it is looking for any individual or group who dedicates time to improving the welfare of residents of Bishop Stainton, or who raises the profile of the parish through charity work, fundraising, environmental work, or outstanding sport, art, or cultural contributions. There are three community recognition awards: individual, young person, and group. Nominations can be made via the Parish Council website before the end of January 2025. Winners will receive a certificate and a financial contribution to a charity or cause of their choice at an awards ceremony during the Parish Council meeting on April the 7th.
Inquest opens into boat death. An inquest has opened into the death of a man found on his boat in the River Teen. Sam Bucknell, who lived on his boat Blue Pearl in the Teen estuary, was pronounced dead at 8 p.m. on June the 25th after concerns had been raised for the 45-year-old's welfare. Floral tributes were left by the River Teen in Sheldon, described Sam as the kindest man and an amazing man who loved his boat and Teignmouth. A post-mortem and toxicology tests were carried out, but coroners have not yet been able to ascertain a cause of death. The inquest into his death has now been adjourned to a future date.